A consumer watchdog is warning people to avoid using unregistered builders to fix their flood-damaged homes. Consumer New Zealand says homeowners need to conduct due diligence before hiring a tradesperson. Melanie Early reports.
Abby Darman from Consumer New Zealand says building is a major source of complaints.
It is a case of doing your due diligence. You know, when you're transferring large sums of money for potentially, you know, really important work, we're talking about your home, it's really worth doing your due diligence and not assuming that every single person that you're dealing with is good.
She says the public need to protect themselves by hiring registered builders and insisting on a contract for the work.
Ask for a contract. Sometimes it's sort of, my shower is leaking, I need to quickly get that sorted. And you just hire a contractor really quickly without actually getting a contract. A contractor is going to give you a legitimate name and address, which is required if you do need to lodge a claim with the disputes tribunal.
Roshni Devi's home was damaged in last year's floods. She met Sanjay Kumar from Encore Renovations, who told her he could replace her flooring for $12,000. And for an additional $38,000, he could renovate her garage.
When I met him at his sister's place, it was hard to find builders at that time. And I hadn't known him before. So he said, oh, I can do the job. And he was showing me all these pictures and stuff. And he said, these are the jobs I did. And it was really nice.
Mr. Kumar sent an email to Ms. Devi setting out the scope of the work for the garage, the time it would take, and when payments were to be made. Ms. Devi says she paid Mr. Kumar $30,000, but he left her garage with no walls and no lining under the new flooring.
I was away during December, so he said, oh, we have finished the work, you haven't paid us. I said, what are you talking about? So he said, I'm not going to do anymore. When I came back, that's all that was done. The place is raining and, you know, water gets in and all that, and he didn't do anything.
Mr. Kumar told RNZ the money he was paid covers the work he did and he owes Ms. Devi nothing. In a written statement, he says he didn't complete the garage because the council did not give building consent for the work. Sanjay Kumar said any concerns about his work should be addressed with him. Roshni Devi says Mr. Kumar has stopped responding to her messages. She says she reported him to police but hasn't heard any updates. Consumer New Zealand's Abby Darman says without a contract, Ms. Devi is unlikely to get her money back.
In this particular situation, it's tricky, right? There's not much they can do. So there is a solution that might not order or, you know, provide you with compensation. But if you are in a bit of a sticky situation, you still can't get your money back, at least still lodge a complaint with the Commerce Commission, alert them of the issue.
Abby Darman says the Commerce Commission can't offer compensation, but it could discipline a builder if they have broken the law.